Right, let's take a final look at your sport this afternoon in some football. Mamelodi Sundowns boss Miguel Cardoso believes they have got to keep a close eye on their opponents as they prepare for their Nedbank Cup semi-final showdown this weekend. Now, the Brazilians, who face Kaizer Chiefs on Sunday, have a four-year winning streak against the Soweto Giants across all competitions and will hope their fighting spirit doesn't ruin their chances of a cup final. Cardoso understands Amakhosi won't go down without a fight.
We need to pay strong attention. Always a very strong team, well coached by Coach Nabi. And we need to take ourselves to the limit if we want to win the match and go to the final of this competition, because obviously, as I said here from the very beginning, it's our objective to arrive on the decisive moment.
They kick off their clash on Sunday at 6 p.m. In the earlier kickoff, the Orlando Pirates hope to ride their CAF Champions League confidence as they vie for their final spot in the Nedbank Cup. At the action set to kick off at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has welcomed the introduction of semi-automated offsides in the English top flight. Now, their match at home to Crystal Palace tomorrow will be the first time the technology is being used. Guardiola says he backs any move to speed up the decision-making process for officials.
I think there is a way to do it quicker, right? As much as offside is offside, is not offside, no outside. Well done, welcome. Will be better.
Mo Salah is excited to have signed a new contract with Liverpool until 2027. After months of speculation about his future, the manager Arne Slot says the club worked hard to get Salah to stay.
They put a lot of effort in him to extend, and effort mostly means money. But also effort, not only money. So I think what it might tell you as well, that it's not only a good season this season, we want to make a very good season next season as well.
A look at some rugby quickly. The FNB Varsity College Comets are in the lead in their Varsity Shield final against the FNB Mandibas. The score there is 12-0. And then ending off with Formula One, Britain's Lando Norris has topped the timesheets in first practice ahead of Sunday's Bahrain Grand Prix. Now, the early championship leader was fastest ahead of Pierre Gasly for Alpine, with Ferrari's Lewis Hamilton third. Norris is just 1 point ahead of world champion Max Verstappen after the opening three races of the season. That's all from me for the East Coast Radio Sports team, and off the bench for Nick Tatham, I'm Faida Crouch.